At the dawn of the 20th century, the New Bedford whaling industry was nearly extinct, but a group of far-sighted citizens formed the Old Dartmouth Historical Society in 1903 with the aim of collecting everything that smacks of the sea.
They hoped that people would remember the era that brought light to millions of homes and lubricants to Industrial Revolution machinery. In 1915, Emily Bourne, the daughter of Jonathan Bourne, one of the most esteemed whaling agents in the city, agreed to donate the funds for both this model and the building that houses it.
They engaged shipwrights, sailmakers, and other surviving tradesmen to build, rig, and fully equip a scale model exactly half the size of the original Lagoda. When the project was completed in November of 1916, this model became the centerpiece of the Bourne Whaling Museum, which later became the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
The Bourne building was designed in Georgian-style red brick, modeled loosely after the Customs House in Salem, Massachusetts. The building and model serve as a memorial to Mr. Bourne and all those who went to sea during the whaling era. Millions of youngsters and their families have crawled over the Lagoda, paced the deck, and marveled at the exhibits and rich history for nearly a century.